You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Jeff Bagwell is one of the 50 best players in baseball history. I think Bill James' evaluations have come up with that. I think in all the Hall of Fame evaluations, he's one of the 50 best. On this ballot, going forward, there maybe is two players that you would look at above him, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Jeff Bagwell was a complete player. I think he's going to get in, too. This is his seventh time on the ballot, and he was at 71.6%. You need 75% to get in. In other words, he got 315 votes. He needed 330. Guys do sometimes go backwards, but every player who's got tracked over 70% of the votes gets into the Hall of Fame. Here's the deal. As baseball writers, we've undertaken this thing where we play a guessing game with steroids. And the only reason you wouldn't vote for Jeff Bagwell is that you think he used steroids. My opinion is it gets too complicated. Jeff Bagwell never failed a drug test. He was never suspended. He was never caught up in a legal investigation. So essentially it's a witch hunt. He got big. And he said to me one time, he said, "Are you telling me that every player of my generation that does something great is going to be suspected of using steroids?" And my answer was, yeah. But by the fact that the players fought testing for so long, somewhat you brought that on yourself, which is not fair in terms of what evaluating his career. You look at his 12 best seasons, and they rank with almost any player in the history of the game. He was a great hitter, a great hitter. In those 12 seasons, 101 walks, 34 home runs. His own base average was over 400. His OPS was almost 1,000. I mean, his career OPS of 948, that's the 22nd best in history. That's higher than Ty Cobb, higher than Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Alex Rodriguez, Frank Robinson. He won a Rookie of the Year. He won an MVP. He's 64th all-time in wins above replacement. And his game was complete. He played a great first base, and they came up as a third baseman. He was a great base runner, an instinctive base runner, and he's 33rd all-time in slugging percentage. I mean, he did everything well. But there was something that won't factor in, that just because I know the guy personally figures in. The Astros of those years belonged to Bagwell and Biggio. He was their leaders. When managers would come in, they would just say, "You guys take care of the clubhouse. I'll manage the team, but you guys enforce everything." And they had a good cop, bad cop thing going there. Biggio played with a little bit of an edge. I don't think everybody loved him all the time. Bagwell was the nice guy. Bagwell was the guy that a rookie would call in the middle of the night if he had trouble, because he knew Jeff Bagwell would come and help regardless, no matter what. And these guys were gamers. They played through everything. Jeff's career ended after 14 years because he just completely obliterated his right shoulder. He at some point is going to end up having to have shoulder replacement, a plastic shoulder put in. He's just to be able to play with his kids. His career ended at 37, and it's been a long slog to get to this point, to 71.6%. I think Mike Piazza getting in last year helps Bagwell, because like Jeff, Piazza was suspected of using steroids. He never flunked a drug test. It's just that sometimes the writers decide they know what they know, even if they don't have any facts to support what they think they know. And as I mentioned in some of these other podcasts, the baseball writers in the Hall of Fame only has 312 members. And the baseball writers in 79 elections have only put 121 members in. In the last 7 years, 12 players have been voted in, including four in 2015, Biggio, Pedro, Randy, and Smoltz. Those of us who live in Houston and been around the Astros, we always had this dream that Biggio and Bagwell would go in together, because they were the heart and soul of the franchise, led it to 6 playoff appearances in 9 years, changed the way people around baseball think of the team. One spring I was going through all the National League Central clubs with Tony La Russa, the Cardinals manager, and he comes to Houston and he puts his finger on Houston, just shakes his head and goes, "Bagwell and Biggio, the same old bleeps." And he said it in the highest form of praise, the praise that one great competitor has for another. And that to me symbolizes what the game thought of Bagwell and what Bagwell was as a player.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.